Hello, and how are you doing today? Today, I'm super excited. If you've been listening to this little series I'm doing, it's all about how long does it take you to get where you want to be, right? So I think in episode 228, I talked about like where you can be at 3 months, where this one client of mine is at 3 months. And then last week on 229, I talked about 6 months. Like, what does 6 months do for you? And today I want to talk about 2 years. 2 years, and 2 years can sound like a lifetime, right? Like, if you think about it, like, even if I think about it right now, oh, it's going to take me 2 years to do this. That's a really long time. But the truth is that we're either going to stay the same, start slipping backwards, or if we're focusing on our fitness, 2 years from now, we could be rocking it exactly like the person I'm introducing you today. We're about 2 years that we've been working together, and the change is astronomical. In fact, I think she's the reason that I'm doing this series. So I will just start this by saying, I don't know, maybe I'll call it a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I reached out to her because I hadn't heard her, had not heard from her in a while. And I was just like, how you doing? I haven't heard from you. What's going on? She's like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I've been meaning to contact you. And like 2 minutes later, I've got a text back and it's saying, I'm on your calendar. Can't wait to chat. So I'm like, very excited. I want to hear what's going on. So when we get on the call, this is what I met with. Oh my goodness. I have the greatest schedule going on and I'm either going to the studio or I'm using my workout room. And we took that room upstairs, the TV room, and we turned it into a workout room and like all these things. Like, she's on fire. And I was thinking, I had this flashback of when we first started talking 2 years before. And it was almost, I think it's almost 2 years to the day practically. So that was her now. This is her. I'm going to explain, or let me like say a little bit about where she was 2 years ago. So when we first started working together, the way she described herself, and these are her words, she said, I was so flippin' inconsistent. I couldn't keep a fitness schedule. I couldn't create a fitness schedule. I didn't know what to do. And I really thought I couldn't care less, but there was that little nagging piece inside of me that wasn't willing to give up. And that's when I met her. So when we first started working together, she was holding back. There was no doubt about that. Her knees hurt. Her hips hurt. She had no energy. She had no commitment. She felt yucky most of the time. Those are her words. She said, I felt yucky all the time. She not only had this super low energy, sleep was a problem. And she said she was lazy, but I didn't think she was lazy. I thought that basically what had happened was that she'd tried so many things in the past. And that happens to a lot of people. Try all these things. You know, you hear that there's this perfect diet, or you hear there's this perfect workout, or whatever it is. This is the thing that's going to change everything. Honest to goodness, it's not one thing. It's putting all the pieces together like a jigsaw puzzle or a recipe, putting all the pieces together that are the things that are going to work for you. Because fitness is a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. You may have heard me say, fitness starts in your head too. So with Patty, that's where we started. We started with her mindset because she was feeling so beat up and like she really wanted to be able to do things, but she didn't have the evidence that she could, or that she did, or that she would from the past. So we had to get that mindset changed. And we had to give her some movement that she enjoyed, right? Like, she wasn't going to just go start throwing around weights at the gym. Not there, okay? So that's why so often just like, oh, here's the perfect workout, doesn't work. Because if you're not ready for that workout, or if that workout doesn't excite you or, you know, bring you joy, you're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it. So with Patty, we started with small baby steps. First, she liked jazzercise. She said, yeah, I like jazzercise. But what I'm doing is that I'll start to do it. And then I just kind of like sit down and listen for a while. And then I do it a little bit and I sit down and listen for a while. So I was like, okay, why don't we use accountability? All right, we're going to use accountability to get you to do your jazzercise. And these are like, I don't know, I'll make it up, 20 minutes, 30 minute classes, not super long, to do it twice a week. So we started out with accountability. We started out with some easy jazzercise. We started out with some mobility because she said her flexibility was going away and it was worrying her. So we worked on a little bit of mobility, but all of these things are small. Like we began with baby steps. This was not a dive in thing. This was a baby step thing because she needed to get her trust back in herself. She needed to see that she could have some real results. She needed to see the wins before she was willing to buy into it, right? Have you ever been there? I've been there. I have totally been there. I want to see a win before I'm like 1,000% in on this. So we started with those. The other thing is that this was like a real big one for her. She liked to journal. And because she liked to journal, I was super excited because journaling, just teeny weeny journaling, 10 minutes in the morning journaling, allows people to track what they're doing. So when she was journaling, I said, hey, would you, you know, just kind of track your exercise, track your movement, track, you know, track how you feel, those kind of things. Didn't take, you know, 2 seconds to put in there what she'd done or how she was feeling or how her sleep was, all those good things. So tracking is huge because it doesn't really matter today, tomorrow, this month, or next month if you're tracking. And it does, I guess, to some degree, depending on what you're tracking. But when you look back after a year or 2 years or 3 years, and you see that thing that you wanted so bad that seemed so insurmountable back then, now it's like you're just rocking it. You're just rock solid and steady and you're doing it and you've got it or whatever it is. That's when it makes a big difference. So I had her track things. And like one of the things, like for a small baby step, I mean, this was something that was happening with her. She would wake up in the morning. She was kind of groggy from a bad night's sleep. So the first thing she'd do is she'd like turn on the TV. Doesn't sound like, you know, a terrible thing, but it would derail her. It kind of derails most of us, quite frankly. I highly always suggest don't turn on the TV or the phone first thing in the morning. Like do the things that you want to do. Like do the things, make the habit, and then, you know, and then do the other stuff. So she quit watching TV in the morning. She does a little bit of like, you know, inspirational reading, or a little bit of journaling. She started putting together that schedule for, you know, doing jazzercise a couple of times a week, doing a couple days of mobility, checking in with me and our accountability coach and just making sure she's on track. And all of these things started working, right? And as she did them, and the more she did them and the more she committed and the more, you know, we stepped up what she was doing and, you know, brought in other things into the puzzle. All of a sudden at that 1 year mark, she said, oh my goodness, I've lost 3 inches in my hips. That's a big deal. 3 inches is a lot, quite frankly. And this, she's not a big person. I mean, she's tall, but she's not a big person. So 3 inches is a lot. So I want you to listen real quick because I did do a little interview with her back on episode 191. So I'd love for you to listen to this quick thing that she had to say about where she was at 1 year.
How do I feel about my body, health, and fitness? That was one of the questions she asked. My answer was, my body is soft and at times it is achy and has pain, especially my shoulders and knees. I know this is my body's reaction to how I have treated myself since I've been a young adult. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being where I am bedridden, 10 being where I am an athlete, I would say I'm at a 4. And then in parentheses, I said, funny, scary how I feel like I'm closer to being bedridden. Oh, and that's scary. I mean, just reading it out kind of turns my stomach. And then another thing you asked was, when you hear fitness, what words do you think of? And where you, and I'm thinking, where would I want to be, you know, when I am fit? Energized, strong, safe, flexible, light, limber, lean, pretty. I don't know why I would have put pretty in there, but I guess that's how I was feeling. And I will say, I am feeling all those. I know I can be more flexible, but you know, you have to have something to look forward to, right? and I'm feeling leaner. I'm fitting into my clothes so much better. I'm close to getting size smaller. And wow. I just don't want to get too greedy.
Wow.
But I'm feeling, it's like, I remember going into my closet thinking, oh, what can I wear? I feel, you know, it's like, I just didn't feel good about any of my clothes. I didn't feel good about how I, and it's like, now I'm like, what can I wear? There's so many options.
So that was 1 year. And what she realized at 1 year in was that now she was seeing some results. Now she was ready to like take that step across the line in the sand. Now she was ready to commit, right? Now she was ready to say, hey, you know what? Consistency is what I want. I can trust myself. This is a big piece, right? For all of us. When you start learning that you can trust yourself and continue to do what you say you're going to do. And even when we get off track, come back. So she was doing that. Like she's still traveling all the time, right? But she would come back, boom, she'd get back on track. So that's in a year. She said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for more. So we stepped it up. I mean, we definitely stepped it up. She started doing tougher workouts, a lot more resistance training. And resistance training is like, it's that thing that changes, that moves the needle. It is. It always is. It will help us lose weight and it'll help us get better, you know, get muscles and get curves and be healthier and feel better. So she started bringing that in. She became someone who thought of herself as consistent with her fitness. And so she, all in all, she basically just upped her game. Line in the sand. She's like, here I am. I'm ready to do it. And something else she said, and these were her words. She said at 1 year, she said, after all these baby steps and using my journal to track, I didn't realize how far I had come until I looked back. That's the journal part, right? So she said that then all she could say was keep going because you have evidence. Small things were adding up for her. So then I would like you to listen to this other quick piece that she said, because this is super, I love this because she started diving into even more of the mindset and using her future self to future pace what she wanted. So listen to this quick snippet.
It says the future me, feeling graceful, pretty, confident, walking up the stairs with ease. And my future me says to me, she says, I put in the effort. She says, you and I, we both put in the effort. We're feeling pretty darn good now because of it. And then I said something about, and we will definitely have to keep it up for our future self. So I guess I pictured myself as just being very, like I said earlier, flexible, graceful. I don't feel graceful, but graceful. You know, just being able to do these things that I want to do. And I think I sent in my email that I was looking through the tours on this cruise, and the one tour includes going up like nearly 400 stairs or something like that. And I was like, okay. There's something I can, I mean, and of course, like a lot of these tours is a lot of walking and all. So I said, you know, there's something to train for. And I realized there are people that say 400 stairs, that's no big deal. Not for me,
400 stairs going up and back down is about a half a mile. And if you think about it, like going back to the very, very beginning of our conversation, your knees were killing you too when we first started working together. You couldn't have done that because of your knees.
Right.
And now not only are, first you have to send photos. I want to see you in the dress. Done. And, and two, you know, I love the, like, I'm speechless again. Like, I got chill bumps when you started telling that, because there you are, you see yourself doing something very specific, and now you're going to be doing that thing. You're going to be feeling that way. You're going to be doing all of those things, and then you're just setting that future self and you up for the next best thing, right?
So you could tell she dove in to more. Like she's now proving to herself that after a year she can do it. And so now she's leaning on the community. She's going for all in for accountability, because something that she'd realized before, or she hadn't realized before, was that she always thought that it was her. Sorry, that's what she thought. It was her. It was her that couldn't keep up, or that might be slipping backwards, or, you know, maybe she wasn't really like part of the community because maybe she wasn't, you know, doing all the things. But the reality is everybody needs that community. Everybody needs that, that accountability at times. We all have times we struggle, without a doubt. And we all have times we are rock stars. So we're all the same and we're all different and we need that. So the more she dove in and leaned on community, the better things got. So today, okay, 2 years later, she's still traveling a lot. I mean, this year she's gone almost every month. She's going to Norway to do a tour, and she's doing hiking in Colorado, climbing mountains, and she's doing all these things, right? So she's gone a lot. She knows what works for her. She knows that for herself, if she's only gone for maybe 5 days a week, then what she's going to do is she's not taking all of her exercises with her. She'll probably do some mobility on the road. She'll watch her food, two meals a day. And that's her rule. It's like, if she has three meals a day, two meals a day, she's watching her food. The third meal, she's not, you know, she's whatever she wants, which I think is brilliant. And so she's got all this stuff going on. And she also knows that if she's traveling for more than maybe 5 days, maybe a week or longer, she takes her resistance bands with her. And actually the other thing she does, even when she's taking small trips, a lot of times she still does her jazzercise. So she's building out not just her week of workouts. She's building out her month of workouts, not to the day, but so she's got an idea of what's happening, right? She trusts herself. This is the piece that I see happening after someone's been doing this for a while. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes somebody's like 3 months, they're like rocking. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's longer. But when we start really trusting ourselves and knowing that we are going to do what we said we're going to do, if we miss a week or we miss a day or we miss an hour, it doesn't matter. We are coming back, because this is who she's become. She's become someone who is consistent with her fitness. So her fitness journey now is really more about fine tuning. And what she said to me was, she's committed to doing what she needs to do so that she can continue to do what she wants to do. So after this short break, come back, because I've got one more tidbit that I'd like to share with you. And then I've got three tips that I think can help you be as rock solid as Patty. Hey there, Kelly here. And I'm interrupting the show to ask you, have you gotten your copy of my Amazon bestseller, Fit, Active, and Ageless for Life? It's everything you'll need to go from I'll start next week to lifelong fitness consistency, even if you have no idea where to start, you're not sure what to do, and your fitness plans always fade fast. This book is going to show you the simple path to master fitness consistency for the rest of your life. It is every lesson I've learned and shared with thousands of busy, smart women on their journey from wishing they could make their fitness and health a priority to living a life of fitness, fun, and freedom. When you get your book, you're also going to get some very, very cool gifts. One of them is the Fitness Workout Builder. Another one is your Freedom Journal. You're going to get your tracking log, and you're also going to get the Creation Series. So all you need to do is go to fitisfreedom.com/book. Once again, that's fitisfreedom.com/book. Grab your copy and drop me a note. Let me know how you love it. Talk to you soon. Thank you for coming back. And what I'd like you to think about is that baby steps work. Okay. A lot of times people don't want to take small steps. And in truth, I think that baby steps are just a piece of the puzzle. So when you're willing to put all the things together, You're willing to use everything you need to use to have what you want. So you're willing to bring in the accountability and the support and the coaching and the training plan and, the mindset and all the things that work for you, because everybody's a little different. Then what you're going to see is when you look back, just like Patty said, when you look back, all of a sudden you see that all those small things added up every single time. So here's my tips for you today. I would like tip one, ask yourself, is it line in the sand time, right? Are you ready to commit to moving forward and getting better and healthier and more energetic and fitter and all the things on that continuum? Or are you still line straddling? So don't just commit. Okay. Step two, even if you commit, don't rush. All right. Don't rush. Rushing. So it took us a very long time for our bodies to get where we are today. It did. It took us our entire lifetime. And when we think we're going to change them in a month, 2 months, even 3 months, what we do is we put so much pressure on ourselves that it's easy to give up when we're not on track. So don't rush. Baby steps, just always keep moving forward. And if it's only 5%, it's only 5%. But then come back to all the things that you're going to get to keep you going forward and keep leaning on the help. Then the next piece is track your progress. Track your workouts. When you track your progress, and it doesn't have to be big, it can be, just like, this is what I want. This would make me feel like $1 million walking down those, or walking up those stairs in Greece. That's what I want to be able to do. All those things, and think about being able to do that pain-free when at one point, just the idea of doing it was insurmountable. So know that, just start, track your workouts, be willing to just keep going. And I want to say, if you're ready for results, for a life of fun and freedom that gives you the fitness and the body that you want for a lifetime, get on our list, okay? All you have to do is go to fitisfreedom.com/list. fitisfreedom.com/list. And let's get you going. Think of where you could be in 2 years. Think of where you could be in 2 months if your sleep was better and you had more energy. It's the sky's the limit. So, all right, I'm going to stop. Thank you so much for being here today. And I will see you next week, because next week I have the last client that I want you to meet. And she is, she's been with me for quite a while. And now I just want to share just the astronomical things that she is doing. So thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. See you next week. Thank you again so much for listening today. I truly appreciate the opportunity to connect. If you're ready to incorporate fitness consistency into your life, I'd love to help. I have a special gift for you. If it's a struggle to stay consistent with your fitness and you're ready for all the energy, vitality, and feeling great you can have, go to my website, fitisfreedom.com. And on the homepage, you can get a free copy of my Consistency is Key Masterclass, plus a fitness plan you can follow along with, guaranteed to get you started on your path to being fit and free forever.